Poirier with the remix that Poirier and some friends did from the album Soft Power. So we had Poirier and Flavia's Nascimento with the song Me Leva. This is a mix done by Poirier itself. Then we had Poirier and Flavia Coelho with the song Café con Leche, and it was a Bugat remix. And then we had Poirier and Coralie Herard with the song Nous Paraît. It was a...
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Back to a time where our feet ran light, the talk dies to die. Get back to a time when eyes were wide for all that was praised. Bent and frayed from older days, but here today because of those ways. When you stare at the sun and pick those daisies as you rise, creatures yet to come, and our corpse overflow in that homegrown gelée. Hearts were full and they brought tears to my eyes. Breaking the boundaries that should never have, trying to write when you have never stood up to see what's within. See, time brings clarity, what's beyond the composed, transparent casualty of childhood as we grow. To come and our corpse overflowed in that homegrown gelée. Hearts were full and they brought tears to friends that are family and family that are friends. May your night turn into morning and the bed would never end, cause tomorrow won't be yesterday's shoes. So we'll choose to win or lose. When you stare at the sun and pick those daisies as you ride, took the time to tell stories of the creatures yet to come, and our corpse overflowed in that homegrown gelée. Hearts were full and that brought tears to my eyes.
Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Monica.
Okay, so happy final season.
Happy final season.
If we can call it happy.
Yeah, I don't know about
happy. Then it's just like final season. I was going to say it's our third final season in the pandemic.
Which is terrifying.
It's unreal.
You said you got a Snapchat memory, Annika? Winter 2020 feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? So weird.
I feel like a completely different person now than I was in fall 2019. But I feel like winter 2020 was like so much more connected to us now.
Yeah. But when I look back on winter 2020, it's so weird because like I have memories up until March and then it's just like nothing.
Yeah. Actually, I don't really remember anything before in January.
Yeah. I don't really remember anything either. I just like blanked out entirely winter 2020 from my mind.
Yeah.
I don't remember what class
I remember was. Like the first couple of months I have pictures and stuff. And when I look at those, it like jogs my memory. But the first 2 months of 2020, I have barely any memories of, like actual memories.
I think it's because when you're exposed to really dramatic stuff, you tend to forget the things that are just like, eh.
Before, yeah.
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 Everyday stuff.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad. No, and
it
recently, with the weather getting better in Montreal and seeing like, I've been reminded of the possibilities of what could have been. Like, I hate to be so superficial, but I'm 20 years old and like, let me be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But club, park, club.
No.
Absolutely. Picnic, club.
No parks. After the pandemic is over, I am never setting foot in Jeanmont ever again.
It's like, I'm done with the parks. Like, let me just
live my life.
I feel like Jeanmont is such a pandemic vibe to me now.
Right.
That, like, because, I mean, when we started second year. Okay, when we started second year.
You're a bitch to edit.
It was cold, so we didn't really hang out in Jeanmont. So the first time I remember hanging out in Jeanmont was during the pandemic. So now it's just a pandemic place to me. And I'm like, as soon as I can gather in a bar or a house instead of Jeanmont, I'm never going to Jeanmont ever again.
And people think I'm dramatic, or like my mom thought I was very dramatic saying that like I've lost a year of my college life, but mm-hmm. we literally have, and everybody else around me,
yeah,
like who's older, got to experience it, and I just lost an entire year of my college experience, which is supposed to be the best years of my life or whatever.
We're supposed to make dumb ass mistakes. We're mm-hmm. supposed to be doing LSD in a fucking stall, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I'm sorry for the profanity, but we're just not supposed to be responsible yet.
No.
And now I feel like I can never perceive myself to be as invincible as a 20-year-old usually perceives themselves to be.
Yeah.
Because we were so close to danger.
Yeah.
We have been so close to danger that taking life a little bit too lightly would be like a disrespecting ourselves, yeah, or something. It's like, oh, we experienced this danger. Now it's like we know life is too precious to just do fucked up shit. Yeah. But I want to do fucked up shit.
Yeah. Because I want to go through that. I think why can't I just do that? Why can't I be risky?
Why can't I be risky? And it's because we know we're wise now. We're like 60-year-olds.
Yeah. And
that's the say. Is that as soon as the pandemic is over, I am licking pavement. I am like running naked through the streets. I'm taking every risk available to me.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be insane. Like, we're gonna be crazy.
We're gonna be crazy. But then it's hard.
It's gonna be a bunch of like lonely, sad, cooped up teenagers running wild through the streets.
Mm-hmm. But it, Maya does have a point. Like, we only have well, at least Maya and I, we have like a semester,
yeah,
and some change left.
And then we're supposed to like move on with our lives. And it's like,
that's the thing, I'm not doing it.
I don't want to move on. But there's all this like societal pressure to be like, okay, now you're an adult and you have to like be responsible for other reasons, not because of a pandemic.
That's why I want to stay in Montreal. I kind of want to just like, because you can be like 25 and party.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. For sure.
You can be 22.
I feel like it's offensive for us to be like, you can't be 25 and party. Every 25-year-old listening, turn us off to change this.
We're offending people. Well, I mean, yesterday I walked through Jeanmont, like on the gravel, and I saw these first years party, and I was honestly so grossed out. I was like, the fact that we're going to be at the club at the same time as these weirdos. I probably shouldn't talk.
Because they're babies.
They're babies.
They're babies.
And they were playing World Hold On by Bob Sinclair. And I was like, okay, they've got some taste, though.
Yeah.
But, like,
but it's also weird because they're so young. And
yeah, they don't know. And yeah.
They don't know anything.
Anyway, so some existential crises on our hands once again. I would love to compare one of our shows from April 2020 to April 2021.
That'd be so cool.
To like listen back and see.
What were we talking about back then?
I have no clue.
Baking bread?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, sourdough starters.
How to keep your mental health in check during a global pandemic.
Yeah, we did talk about that a lot.
Whether or not this will be over by summer.
Yeah. No, literally. We should.
How excited we are for exchange next winter.
The exchange thing was definitely a blow.
That one hit different.
That one hit.
And sometimes I don't let myself go in too deep in that train of thought because I think about the counterfactuals and I think about where I actually would have been as a human being. Like, I get that we've grown throughout all of this and I get that we've become better people, but sometimes I think about, well, we were going to go through growth anyways, and had things panned out the way they were supposed to be, who would I have been? Like, isn't that crazy?
I just think about, like, physically, like, I had plans to travel to 3 different countries over the last year, and every single one of those got canceled.
Yeah.
Plus, like, if I was going to be in, we were all going to be in Europe for exchange, right? And so we were, like, so excited to go traveling on the weekends, or, like, we had a break, like, just go, like, because it's the EU, everything's right there, so.
Right there.
Like, it's just so crazy how many places we would have seen if we would not have had the pandemic. Like, literally, our bodies would have been in so many different places.
And it's not, it's a completely different thing, because it's traveling during college, it's traveling for college. It's not like, oh, I'm going traveling. It's like you're at school, you're doing school, and you're in this place, and it's not the same as just like being 25 and just traveling the world for fun. It's like part of the curriculum.
Yeah. It's part of the college experience that we lost.
Well, I think about Becca. I think about Becca.
It makes me so angry. I'm so angry.
Becca was supposed to be on the beach in Panama, working side by side with indigenous groups in Panama. Work, you know what I mean?
And instead, she went to Jean Mons and looked at animal tracks in the snow.
Oh!
I mean, it's just not right. And, like, I just don't understand how people can be like, well, I lost a year of my life. You're 50 years old.
You are 50 years old.
You had a college experience.
What were you going to do this year anyway? Like, sit and talk to your kids?
My grandma was like, I was like, yeah, so is the 6 p.m. curfew just in Paris, or do you have it where you are? And she's like, no, it's everywhere. And I was like, gosh, that sucks. And she was like, what do you mean? Like, I don't have anywhere to go.
I do.
Like, I do. Grandma, think about the kids. Like, please, think about the kids.
And then some people have the, like, an old, like, adult are like, well, I had a fabulous year because I just got to do whatever I wanted, sort of, like, at home.
You don't know, like, this is, okay, I feel
I'm not an established human.
I feel bad for 7-year-olds almost as much as I feel bad for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Because they don't even
all
know
children.
How to socialize.
All
like
children.
5-year-olds?
Yeah.
They're not even going to know how to socialize.
I mean, our...
I keep seeing these videos of, like, and they don't, they haven't socialized.
No.
Ever. And it's like, what's that going to do to their, like, mental state if they've grown up and they have not met a single other baby their age?
Absolutely.
Well, I think a lot of daycares and stuff are open, right? Yeah. But most people are, like, scared to bring them there.
And, like,
I'd be scared.
My brother doesn't see anyone. Like,
how old is he? Like, 16?
13? 14?
Oh, Mika's brother.
Mika's brother is, like, 14, and he's been on Zoom this entire time, and, like, he doesn't see anyone. He doesn't do anything. And it's so, that's like,
those are
critical
formative
age.
Years.
Yeah. That's a formative year that you lost.
I mean, I think about, at least we have each other in this.
True.
And
true.
It's like, okay, realistically, how many others would I be seeing? Well, actually, no, realistically, I'd be seeing a lot more people. So never mind.
Absolutely.
But I will admit, I've had like, with people I've seen in the streets who I've recognized pre-pandemic, I've had really good conversations with them, because it's like, you can just catch up on so much when you haven't seen someone for that amount of time, especially when you're like side by side and talking face to face.
These are such depressing silver linings.
Yeah.
I get to talk to people on the street when I run into them for a lot longer because I haven't seen them in so long. What a great, happy thing.
I can't. I can't even imagine if somebody had told us in 2018, like, hey, this is what was going to happen. Like, a year and a half of your college experience. I don't know.
I don't know what I would have done. And then it's also the question of, like, should we have taken this year off?
Oh, my God.
But then
we would have just been vibing.
What would we have done, I guess?
Especially during the winter. Like, if it were, you know, good weather that entire time, I would have been like, okay,
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
But the winter inside, I guess I could just study for the LSAT. It's just like, I don't think we talk about it enough. No. I really don't. Even though, like, I don't think we go in deep enough sometimes. Because it affects us and we just don't know.
I think we keep it very surface level, like, COVID sucks.
Yeah.
But we don't, it's not.
In a couple years, I think it's really gonna
hit us,
All the books and the movies and the TV shows, they're gonna come out about quarantine. We're gonna be, like, reminiscing, like, oh my God, that was so bad.
I mean, I was thinking about, like, the fact that in 50 years, I'll have, if I keep one of my masks, I'm just, like, imagining how mind-boggling would that be just to see a mask 50 years from now.
Oh, my God.
And it's just, like, symbolizes this really, really weird part in your life.
Yeah. I was thinking about how I have to, like, sort of tell my kids about this at some point.
Oh, my God. Well, they'll read about it.
Yeah. They're going to learn about it in class.
As history.
They're going to have tests on it.
The pandemic of 2020. Like, the heck? Yeah, they're going to be like, what was in 2020 the first item that people started to hoard from grocery stores? And it's going to be like, A, toilet paper. B, like, soup. C, vegetables. D, milk.
Oh my God. Crazy.
Stop it.
I hate it. And you know what makes me the saddest? No, it doesn't make me the most sad. But thinking about, we were placing bets in April about how long this was going to last. And I said something like, May 22nd.
Oh,
that's when things will open back up. Like, that's when we'll be able to eat inside again. And I'm just like, oh, that really sucks.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's been a year past that, like, I mean, I guess it's been like 11 months past that.
Yeah.
Just like, it's been forever since we've just gone to a restaurant and had food, like, inside an establishment and just, I guess that's, like, so fucking first world problem-y, but, like, it's a simple pleasure.
Yeah. It is. Anybody can go to a restaurant.
Yeah. J'enverrai une carte ou bien j'enverrai des pigeons. S'il est trop tard, ben ça me servira des leçons. Ah non, ah non, ah bon. Tous les pardons. J'enverrai une carte ou bien j'enverrai des pigeons. S'il est trop tard, ben ça me servira des leçons. Ah non, ah non, ah bon. Tous les pardons. Faisais un bail que j't'ai rentré à la maison. On court après les haies sans jamais regarder au fond. Enterrer mon grand-père, ensuite embarquer dans l'avion. Rencontrer Lucifer, maintenant je serai bon garçon. Enjamber les feuilles, laisser trace sur le béton. Micro dans les mains, j'en guérisine sur le carton. Disons brûlant, j'en ai foutu partout sur mon blouson. J'enverrai une carte ou bien j'enverrai des pigeons. S'il est trop tard, ben ça me servira des leçons. Ah non, ah non, ah bon. Tous les pour les parents. J'enverrai une carte ou bien j'enverrai des pigeons. S'il est trop tard, ben ça me servira des leçons. Ah non, ah non, ah bon. Tous les pour les parents. Je resterai le fantôme. Nomade maintenant, mode de vie normal. Me cède parfois les couleurs du voyage. La tournée altère le sens de la morale. Décève parfois sa part en tout mirage. À quand la dernière fois, dernier rattrapage. Les représailles me font peur, mais j'ai quel âge. Assume que t'es parti, après on n'en parle plus. Oh, reste qu'à laisser aller, laisser aller le post-it.
One thing I'm happy it did not have to do is exams in the field house.
That's true. Although yeah. I've heard some people really like taking exams in the field house.
Well, I liked it because it's like everyone's dealt the same.
True.
That's one aspect that I like of it, because I know that, you know, if I have access to an infinite, I have an exam that's 6 hours. It's like three different parts, 2 hours for each part. And it's like, I have all this information. It's open book. So I have all this information and they're like, oh, it'll take you less than 3 hours for total. And I'm like, okay, but you're giving me six.
Yeah.
And it's open note. You cannot expect me to like not use up all of it. You
know what I mean? Why would they not?
Exactly. But like in an exam field house or whatever, it's like you're all dealt the same situation. You don't have any notes. You just have to go off of what you've learned. Mm-hmm. And like, that's the bottom line. And so it's like, I don't know. It's just,
and it's also weird that
I miss the flurry of activity and like flipping and like they go, the time is, and you can hear everybody open their books and like get their pencils out, like that kind of like community feel of everyone's stressing out and dying at the same time. Like that is sort of like, aw.
Not to mention how much more you learn.
True.
Like you study. I was studying yesterday for my exam and it was like, I'm just like reading over my notes. Whereas a year ago, I would have been furiously taking notes, repeating things, memorizing things over and over again. And I would have actually probably remembered stuff about international law as opposed to it just being like this floating.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you like a thing that I learned. I'm sorry to say.
I have an exam in a week and I am like 4.5 weeks behind on content. And I'm just like, I haven't started. Cause I'm like, I can watch the lectures during the exam and I would still have time. Like,
so like a week ago so basically I had two quizzes, one at the end of February and one just now. And when it came time to pass the one in February, I watched all the lectures from January to February. And like April 10th, I watched all the lectures from February to April. And it's just like fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, why am I doing this?
I don't know.
It's because I literally can't bring myself to watch a lecture that's not this professor like on Zoom. And he's literally just recording them without being on Zoom initially. So I'm not going to be there I'm not going to watch these lectures until I have to. But I mean, I listened to all the lectures.
That's very impressive.
That's a start, because my two of my classes last semester, I didn't watch any of the lectures.
Whoa.
What did you do instead?
I didn't do those classes. I watched the lectures that pertain to my essay questions.
Mm.
I got an A in both of them.
Oh my God.
So like, I don't know. Or an A and an A.
The rest of your class is listening to this? Like, what?
Yeah, it's it was international politics. Whoa. International economy of politics, probably 4-2 something.
Oh my gosh, a 400.
Yeah, I don't know. When a professor isn't zooming,
yeah,
and he's just recording them and posting them, it's just like, okay,
yeah, that makes
if I
sense.
Have a question, like I can't even pose you the question.
Exactly. That's annoying. Yeah, I have like two finals next week, but I have no like motivation or pressure to complete them at all.
Mood.
I was gonna take it today, but I haven't studied at all.
Yeah.
Since Friday. And on Friday I studied for 45 minutes.
It's when the weather's good.
That's enough. That's honestly, girl, that's more than I've done in the past like week of my life. I've done absolutely nothing. I get up every day at noon. I get out of bed. I don't get out of bed. I lie in bed for an hour and a half. I get up. I eat.
You don't have
and class, I do nothing for the rest of the day.
Right? Because you're taking the semester off?
No.
Okay. So you deserve this.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gone.
I have one class. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guys.
I just want to be done. Because I'm also in the point of finals where, like, I have stuff to do, but I also have too much time to do it.
Yeah.
So right. I could do all of these finals in one day. Mm-hmm. Like, I could.
Mm-hmm.
But why would
There's
I?
There's no pressure.
There's no pressure. So I end up just spending, like, 8 hours doing nothing, and then... No, that's it. I just...
You nothing. Played tennis yesterday.
I did play tennis yesterday. That was pretty fun.
She played tennis with, like, Matthew and Genevieve and...
Tori. It was really fun.
So cute.
Yeah.
Staying active.
You put your little outfit on?
I stared at the ceiling light for too long, and now I have, like, holes in my vision.
Oh. Yeah.
And I think it might be a combination with the coffee, too.
Yeah, probably.
Tell me where the wind is blowing, cause that's where the music's going. You want my big dark blue and I wanna swim all around you. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung. I feel like I know you, but you're just a ghost to me. And when I sit beside your shadow, somehow it comforts me. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung. Melody I've never sung. That fits in your arms as much. And when I try to fill it up, the hole gets bigger every time. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung. You are the sweetest melody I've ever sung. The sweetest melody I've ever sung.
I said, "Mo man, mind blown." Non, mais sérieux. Hey man, j'étais triste, j'étais pas bien. Mais au revoir les gars, c'est le chaman de Blainville. Le gars, il me dit, goûte à ça. Tabarnak, man, j'étais pété raide. Je pense que j'ai dormi pendant 6 jours aussi. Il me dit, maintenant, t'as aligné tes chakras. Ça s'appelle plus Olivier, ça s'appelle Astraline. Je dis Astraline. Aïe, aïe, il va se faire que je change mon passeport. Mon chakra est ouvert. Il me dit complexe solaire. Il est tout ouvert. OK? Viens, revenez ici. Je peux te lancer des lasers de chakra. Comme un calino, c'est normal.
Tu peux laisser un message sur mon répondeur, mais j'aime pas trop répondre. 2 secondes que j'ouvre la trappe, mettre un peu d'air dans mes 2 poumons. Les jours défilent un peu trop vite, merci. Si j'avais les reins, je m'en dresserais de rêve demain. En attendant, souris, cheese, fais comme si de rien. On checkera ça demain. En attendant, bras distancés avec le reste du monde. En attendant, chum, garde tes distances, même si t'es ma blonde. Elle silence sur les ondes, il ressort avec mon ombre, mis mon fond en mode avion.
Anything positive to end our radio show?
You know what? Actually, okay, so I did get an emergency root canal 2 days ago. Nice. And as bad as that sounds, it actually has made my life a lot better.
Why?
This tooth has been giving me issues for like 6 months now. And my dentist like could not diagnose what it was. He thought it was a bite issue. And then he thought it was like a gum line recession issue. And he like couldn't figure it out. But I was having like extreme sensitivity in it. And like I couldn't touch it and stuff. But then like the other night, it like was the pain was so bad that I couldn't sleep. And then the next morning I called the dentist and they got me in for an emergency appointment. And they're like, okay, we know what it is now. We have to give you a root canal. And I was like, oh no, I have to get a root canal. But also like I have no pain now. So honestly, I'm living. I actually, because it was so quick, I have no idea what a root canal even entails or like what was actually wrong with me. But like whatever they did, it fixed
I think it's when your cavity goes freaking hard. Mm. Like it gets to a point where everything below it kind of becomes infected too.
Oh.
Like the root of your.
Yeah, I think like the pulp inside your tooth gets infected.
Oh.
You have to like go in and clean it all out.
The pulp. I didn't like that one bit.
Trigger warning, guys, if you don't like anything dental.
Trigger warning. Oh my god. I think after the mono story, they can handle
anything.
Oh my god. I forgot when you had mono and you broke your foot.
I'm telling you, fall is not good for you.
Fall is not good. It's not good for anyone.
You need some crystals or something.
Something to like rub. Mm. Get some good spirits going. I mean, my incense, maybe it's because I wasn't using enough incense before.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about Moldavite?
No. Oh, is it the thing where like it takes on your stress?
Yeah, it's like it's this thing I heard about it on TikTok, and it's like you get it, and then what it does is it like cleanses your life, but in ways that might be painful to you, but like it gets rid of all the like bad negative energy in your life.
Do you get on Facebook Marketplace?
You might.
Maybe I'll try. Maybe I can order it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like dangerous though. They're like, don't experiment with it unless you really know, because you could lose friends and like your life can like fall apart and stuff.
Annika, it's a crystal.
Dude, I wouldn't F around with it if I were you. Okay. It might have some bad juju.
Wait, is it a Ouija board?
No, okay, this is what, listen, you never know, okay? So just like this,
bitch is
yesterday I was trying to, so I have a dream catcher, right? Because my friend got it for me. God, listen, I had a dream catcher because my friend got it for me a couple years ago, and it had just been sitting in my room, and then the first couple weeks I was back home, I started having really bad dreams, and I was like, what the heck is going on? And then a week later, I happened to look at the dream catcher and it was broken. And then I Googled like how to properly dispose of a dream catcher. Like,
no, you did not.
I did. So I hung it outside in the sun for like 24 hours so that it would cleanse all the negative energy. Then I threw it out. Immediately no more bad dreams.
Weird.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm a woman of science, but I wouldn't mess around with that stuff because what if it's true?
What's going to happen? Like everything in my life is going to like
change. Dude, some girl lost her boyfriend and her dad died.
But then did she
have the week she got Moldavite, her boyfriend broke up with her and her dad died.
Her dad died?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Don't mess around with it.
How soon after?
Like a week after she got it.
What the fuck? Can I look it up or is it going to give me bad juju?
No, you can look up Moldavite.
How do I spell it?
I think Molda, like Molda, and then Vite, Vite.
Ew, wait, that's scary.
I'm telling you, don't mess around with it.
Olive green or blue, greenish. Listen to that. Moldavite is a forest green, olive green, or blue greenish vitreous silica projectile rock formed by meteorite impact, probably in southern Germany, that occurred about 15 million years ago.
There's a lot of bad juju coming out of Germany. That's all I'm saying.
It's a high vibration healing crystal. It resonates with energies that go above and beyond the earthly planes.
Listen, I don't believe it either, but I'm just saying, just in case it's true, I would be wary.
Oh, it's like supposed to be the most powerful crystal on earth.
But it like cleanses you so thoroughly of it that it takes away stuff you didn't even know was like sucking energy from you and stuff that you might actually like think that you like. Like your dad, for instance.
Oh my gosh.
That's too much. That's too much for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's keep it out
of the apartment. Let's go ahead and not keep
it. It's like the locket, the horcrux that they made Ron wear in Harry Potter. And then he like got all crabby and he evaporated away.
I'm sorry, I don't associate with nerd language.
Stop!
Annika, it's okay. I understood that.
Weirdos on the blog.
Thank you. I'm sobbing in my room.
That's scary. I didn't know crystals like that like actually work.
Yeah, that's a little gruesome. I'm staying away.
I'm not saying it does work. I'm just saying on the off chance it does, I'm staying away from it.
Thank you.
Let's do it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to CKT 90.3 FM. All things McGill, Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Monica.
The lag is so bad. Okay, bye guys.
Et le ciel était noir cancer. On a attendu qu'il s'endorme pour partir rejoindre la mer. On a pris l'urne par les cornes et sans regarder en arrière. J'ai posé dans la salicorne les cendres de mon père. Dans
partir, j'aurais dû te retenir. Maya, on s'était entendu. Pas de cris, pas de pleurs, personne part avant l'heure. Maya, pourquoi l'avoir rompu? Le pacte de sang qu'on a signé adolescent, tout pour eux, et droit le vent. Sans toi, sans diogène, plus d'air, plus d'oxygène. Maya, c'est plus comme avant. Pourquoi tu viens?
Clôturer le fait que j'aurais pas su t'aimer. On me dit à l'oreille tu risques de regretter, mais je risque de pas trop avoir le temps d'y penser. Est-ce qu'on work non plus sur la route? Ouais, ça me Tu dois avoir été que cheveux dans ta soupe. I guess j'ai juste un mouvement à cause de moi t'es parti combattre au front. M'avais gagné, j'ai pas fait attention. Quand t'es revenu pour le bon, notre péché tatoué sur le front. Tout ce que j'avais comme réponse, c'était quoi? C'était quoi? J'avais dit donc, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Paris dans le même mois, à jouer devant des gens qui te connaissent pas, devant des gens qui peut-être t'en rappelleront pas. Ce kid qui leur gueulait des choses en québécois, la maison mère crie une coupe d'appel manqué. Anniversaire à petite sœur, j'ai presque oublié, mais j'ai compris quand tu tombes, personne va ramasser. J'arrêterai pas.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
And there he was, probably still dancing.
You're listening to Montreal's emerging indie folk gem, Bells Larson. Bells will be playing at the Diving Bells Social Club on September 9th to celebrate the release of his debut album, Good Grief, which explores themes of young love, lost love, and queer love. Join in for a beautiful evening of song and storytelling from Bells and support act Eve Parker Finley. Buy your tickets for September 9th at blueskiesturnblack.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h à Parc Girouard Indigé.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emil,
Shawit,
Maritza,
Remy Picasso,
Paul Carniello,
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
The Hotel The Blues, you're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
Mm-hmm.
be weak and to make you feel